From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Pentagon is reevaluating security at the country's military bases and examining how well it knows its service members, hoping to avoid another Fort Hood shooting. Today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced that Army Secretary Toko West and Admiral Vernon Clark, former Chief of Naval Operations, will head a 45-day review, and it won't just cover the Army.
All of the services potentially have some of the same problems that the Army is trying to deal with. And, for example, let's just say the security of our facilities.
Gates says the review will also try to identify gaps in how the military identifies service members who may be a danger to others. Officials say the accused Fort Hood gunman, Major Nidal Hassan, raised red flags during his time as Army psychiatrist. President Obama has wrapped up an 8-day trip to Asia, rallying with U.S. troops at a military base in South Korea. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
South Korea is home to some 28,000 U.S. service members. Their commander-in-chief paid a visit to some of those troops today at Osan Air Base. Mr. Obama thanked the volunteers for their service, and he relayed a message from the South Korean president.
And he said, "I hope the American people understand how grateful we are for what you've done, because we would not be the extraordinarily strong, prosperous nation that we are had it not been for the sacrifices of your armed services and the continued contributions that you've made."
Mr. Obama met with South Korea's president earlier today for talks that focused in part on their response to North Korea's nuclear threat. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
The economy will keep growing into next year, according to the Conference Board's leading economic index, but the index still points to a slow recovery. NPR's Brian Reed has more.
The LEI rose for the seventh straight month in October, but the increase was less than in previous months, just 0.3%. The index gauges the economy's near future by looking at 10 different indicators. Ken Goldstein is an economist at the Conference Board. He says of all those indicators, what's most slowing the recovery is low consumer demand.